What's up, guys? Bush League Sports here. I am back. Buongiorno. Great trip to Europe. Finally back with the boys. I'm glad I am. We got a great episode today. Episode 16. We're talking about the first week of the NBA and college athletes are getting paid. What?
Crazy.
Crazy.
What is going on?
Let's get more into it. Let's rock and roll.
What's up, guys? We are back. Mac is back in the building after his trip from Europe. Mac,
Woo.
how was your trip?
It was pretty fun, but towards the end I kind of got a little homesick, so I'm glad I'm finally back here.
Can you speak any new languages?
I ordered a lot of pasta in Italy, so I do know the lingo there, kind of in with them.
Can you fill us in a little
Yeah,
bit?
fill us in.
Macaronali fortiformangi. That's I got that pasta a lot. It's basically like Alfredo. It smacks.
Okay. Nice.
I'll save some more for later. We'll get into that later.
Okay, fair enough.
But you had a good trip, bud. I'm sure you missed the BLS fam as
I
much as we
did,
missed you.
but you guys did have a great episode while I was gone, so thanks for filling in. Hope you guys enjoyed.
We kept it going.
We held it down, you could say.
Another big if you've been following us on Instagram, another big thing. We've released our first shirt. Shirt orders are going well. We've got over 30 plus orders now.
Skyrocketing.
Feeling pretty good.
The DMs are popping.
Thanks everyone for helping out. It means a lot.
We're excited. T-shirt's gonna look clean. I can't wait. It's gonna be that moment where it clicks, where it's like you're just out, you're doing something random, you're going out to eat, you know, at school, whatever, and it's like you see someone in a Bush League shirt, like that's gonna be a crazy moment.
Will be pretty cool.
We'd love to see you guys in your shirts too once they do come.
Might pay
Corey,
you, maybe.
we
Yeah,
might feature you on the
maybe.
account.
We got some extra money floating around.
Times for the BLS fam.
Yeah, really making great strides. We got three good interviews coming up within.
Name and likeness, right?
We've created a good business for ourselves, a
A
good
good
name,
brand
a
for
good name.
ourselves. We have.
And NCAA athletes can do the same. Awesome, right? What are your
The
thoughts,
first
Jake?
time they've officially agreed to allowing athletes to profit off names and likeness. So NCAA, I'm most looking forward to NCAA
We all
football.
want the video game.
So.
I don't know what the status on that is. I don't know if EA has put out like a statement, because that's who we're gonna need to hear from. But either way,
You gotta figure it's gonna be in the near future sometime.
Oh, I know.
Like, there's no reason not to do it with how much money they'll make.
So, if they did release one, would like it be the players this year? Like, would they have like Trevor Lawrence, or would they still have to do like number
You could put
16?
in player
You
names.
could
Yeah.
now that
Yeah.
they can get paid for
It's like
that.
now it's not gonna be
So,
QB
yeah.
12
Yeah.
when you're
So
playing.
basically, every D1 player is gonna get paid from the game.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
I mean, it won't be a lot, and they still won't get paid to play the game, like
No,
play at the
it's more
school.
of like you can sign autographs for money.
Or
You
like you can
can.
be in an ad on TV or something like
Yeah,
that.
exactly. Zion Williamson could have done like could have made money for being Zion Williamson,
Yeah.
whereas before he really couldn't.
Yeah, that sucks that he just got in the league right
That's why
after.
the whole theory of like you gotta leave college as soon as you can and make money, because it's like you're telling me Zion can't even use his name at all in college?
Well, yeah, it was a kind of a dumb rule. Like, I think this is as far about as far as they should take the paying the athletes, because I don't think it should get into where colleges are offering players money to come.
Which they already are doing.
Yeah.
Ball and college
Mm-hmm.
basketball are where it's
Yeah.
more for the game
The
itself and
education.
The development.
Not for the.
So this rules out those stupid situations where like people like remember some college tube account?
Yeah.
Like that there's no way that should happen. Like you can't control what he does in the off season if he runs a little YouTube business.
Yeah, like
I mean, if we made money off this podcast before the rule, technically like we couldn't be like collegiately eligible.
Yeah.
Which is the dumbest thing. There's just no correlation, but
But it's okay, so that when you go play basketball, you can play now. You don't have to worry about it.
the
Is that
Bush
why you didn't want to be associated at first with BLS so you could
is
play?
yeah.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure how much time I could really, you know, go all
But
in.
now we're all in.
But here we
He is
are.
all in now. No worries
My
there.
chips have been pushed to the middle of the table.
Speaking of all in, we've got a big World Series game tonight. Nationals will be going all in to try and win this game. Strasburg, Verlander on the mound should be a good one.
Oh, talk about some big names right there.
We're back in Houston for this game, so
H-Town,
it'd be
Minute
interesting.
Maid, here we go.
Every away team has won so far.
That's crazy.
It's just
I
something
wonder,
weird.
wow. I wonder when the last time that happened was.
Just say it right now, Nationals are going to win this game because Verlander's never won a World Series game.
Strasburg out with his changeup. He looks good.
Not smart to put him on the bump. Just telling the Astros right now, you shouldn't have put him out there.
You got to ride with your guys.
I mean, you got to pitch whoever's the best pitcher you can throw, regardless of the...
No, it's not necessarily that he's lost in every game. It's just they've never won a game that he has pitched in the World Series.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's going out there and giving 6 runs. He could give up 2 runs, but it's 2-2, and then they lose after.
I'm not superstitious. I'm just stitious, okay?
Gotcha.
I'm just a little stitious. Failed Michael Scott quote. Nice. Welcome back to America.
But I know we all were high on, at least me and Sut were last week on the Astros. Mac, I'm not sure how you were feeling.
I like the Nats, but...
So you do you still like the Nats?
Yeah.
So you think the Nats are taking both games back in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Fair. I'm still riding with the
Astros.
Wait,
hold on. Wait to hold on to that.
I know when...
A full man. He's just that guy. He's going to be great.
He's starting to get... But...
I talk about the little lean after
the little
every
lean,
single
the
pitch.
The squat, and then that grab. Flaherty from the Cardinals responded by doing it right back to him after he got him out. So
really?
I like that.
Flaherty's a player, dude. Yeah. Flaherty's the future.
He's good.
And I like that guy.
And we can't talk about the World Series without the little incident we had in Game 5. Cole on the mound, a little flashing behind home plate.
Oh, yeah.
Julia Rose,
yeah,
the model?
I don't know who their names are, but they're banned from the MLB now.
Yeah, showed a little bit too much. She, what's the deal? Oh, I saw she got, like, banned from, like, ever attending another baseball game.
Yeah, I just said that. Like, literally 30 seconds.
Seriously?
Like, is baseball fan?
No, I don't think she
well,
actually
I was
going
to say something else, but I forgot it. And then, so I was just kind of filled.
But, yeah, I mean, they said they were doing it for breast cancer to, like, I'm sure they've got, I've gotten a ton of publicity. I'm not sure how much money.
I wonder why, it, yeah.
But.
I bet a lot of boys are supporting them in their breast cancer awareness support.
Yeah, that's cool. Cool stuff. All right, moving into the NBA. We had our first week of the NBA this past week. We're about a week in.
It was awesome. It's finally get started. It's been really exciting. There's been a lot of good games. One team I want to talk about, let's talk about the Hawks.
We will. Our hometown Hawks.
Putting on for the city.
They're looking good. They were in a very close game with the Eastern Conference favorites, the Sixers, last night. So,
I mean,
they're playing right up to...
Trey is phenomenal. Trey's an all-star this year.
John Collins looks just as good as he always does.
Uh-huh.
Hunter's looked very good as a rookie.
Right. Reddish is... The woes of Cam Reddish, though.
Yeah, he's struggling. He's something like... It's up to like... It's like 7 for 21 or 23 from the field. It's rough.
Yeah, I mean, he'll... I'm not too worried about him. Trey, like, this is an exciting young group, though. The fact that Cam isn't even playing this well, and as one of your more heralded draft picks, like, he's only going to get so much better.
And if they get into the playoffs as a 6 or 7 seed...
That is not a team you want to play.
No, that's a very sneaky playoff team where they're just having Trey on your team and the way he looks right now where he's just going to put up numbers. And if you get Reddish to break out in the air, they're going to be very good going down the stretch.
I mean, Trey is looking Steph-esque. You know what I mean? Like, same qualities. Just stretching the defense. He's a phenomenal passer.
Personally, not a Hawks fan, but my Denver Nuggets are 3-0. Yeah, Jokic, Jamal Murray,
Malik
Gary.
Beasley.
We're all looking good. I mean, I haven't been a Nuggets, so no one can say I'm hopping on, but I did comment on one of the posts saying I like chicken nuggets. You guys can't call me out for anything.
Stake your claim now.
One of the best records in the league. We're probably going to go to the finals. I did say about...
In the loaded Western Conference.
2 episodes ago, I said I like Houston going to the finals, but you know what? I'm taking them out. I like Denver. Denver Celtics is the
NBA
finals.
So, like, Lakers, Rockets, Clippers, Spurs, Timberwolves.
Denver's going to roll right over them.
Fair enough.
Going to roll right over them. Can we get a quote on that? Yeah.
Yes, post that.
Okay.
Please.
One thing, let's... I guess before I get into this recent news, we'll stay on the topic of teams. The Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on them?
It's interesting because, I mean, obviously they don't have as much talent anymore with KD out and Klay also out.
And Iggy gone. I mean, this is like a new team.
It is. And Steph is there. We had a little Twitter discussion where people were talking about Steph, the blueprint of Steph, and how they're just going to double team him and he's not going to be as good.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's just interesting to see how they'll actually turn out.
I think they're playing kind of a long game a little bit. Like, I don't think they're too worried necessarily about this year just because Clay's missing so much.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to try to develop some of these young guys. It sucks to have to use a year like this in Steph's prime, you could argue. But I feel like they're almost competing for the championship next year and not already this year. Just, I mean, they'll try to sign some people. They're already clearing up cap space to go over Giannis, is what I've heard.
Really?
Giannis and Curry would be... Oh, and my goodness.
D. Russ is looking good, too. They're just all shooters once Clay back.
Yeah. It'll be... I mean, that Curry has a lot of pressure.
Well, one thing you mentioned... You mentioned Curry as your MVP. Do you still think he's your MVP?
I don't know. You know what I mean? I was excited to finally see him be able to break out. But the deal, you're right, when he was that...
Back would make him an MVP candidate.
Exactly. Just another threat. But unless... I could argue. I mean, Kawhi's looking good. I mean, heck, Trey has had a better season so far than Curry.
I think Trey... Kyrie, even with all his mood swings, Kyrie has looked good.
Right, and that's what I was going to bring up. Big incident with the team, like, on their road trip. And it's unnamed. No one, like, got out officially what happened, but there was, like, a statement to the media that something did happen.
He had a breakout of his temperament in China.
And the organization is already concerned.
Oh, God.
Just wait until KD gets back.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to... I cannot wait to see what they put on social media, what they say in interviews. Like, they're just so weird, and their weirdness together.
Well, one thing that was reported is that KD actually is helping Kyrie with his temperament issues.
Oh, great.
I don't know how good of a mentor KD is, but, I mean, whatever floats your boat.
That's like putting the two kids who get in trouble all the time, it's like putting them in the same room or something.
Or next to each other, like the
letting
two.
Them, just letting them sit, making everyone else have assigned seats, but they get to sit together back of the room.
Yeah, it's like they're just going to feed off each other. This is not, we need to make them more normal, not more like each other.
You know, like, Kyrie's going off and KD's just like chill, and then everyone's like, yeah, he's helping him through it, he's going to get him through it all. He's working on his temper.
But Kyrie has been hooping, though, regardless. He has 50 on the opening night. I mean, he was...
No, he looks good.
Simmons showing off the new and improved jumper.
Embiid has looked even better, though, on the Sixers.
Right.
He gave it to the Hawks last night.
That dunk?
Yeah, though? On John Collins. That was nice. Bodied him.
He did. Celtics. Early Celtics thoughts? Kemba Walker's been hooping.
Taco Fall.
Taco made an appearance. Taco on his per 36-minute pace was average. Taco is the most promising young talent we've seen in the NBA so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been hot, super hot to start. He's looked decent on defense, but, I mean, I think once he comes around, Kemba, obviously. I think Enes Kanter is always just role player.
Right.
He's actually wanted. Yeah.
I like Enes Kanter. He's just like a solid, you can't go wrong. I would like to throw out there that KCP has started this season. He is he's averaging 3.7 points per game. He's shooting 20% from the field, 20% from three. Mm-hmm. He's had one of the most miserable starts efficiency wise. His player efficient rating is 2.
Rough.
So like he has 0 win shares, so he hasn't contributed to a Lakers win in any way. He's had one of the roughest starts for season on like a good team that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So just pray for the man.
To start the year, if you had to think about a player who would be the number 3, who would it be?
Number 3?
There's no sample size right now. So it's
this is just straight on average through the first 3 games.
Danny Green.
And the third most points.
Ooh. Is it Danny Green?
No.
Because Danny Green had those first hot couple nights.
Karl-Anthony Towns.
Really? From 3?
Averaging 5 3-points, 3-pointers made a game. Uh-huh. He's averaging 32 points. And to top it off, 13 boards.
Jeez.
And they're 3-0.
Yeah.
So he's hit 5 3-pointers almost every game?
He's hit 15 threes through 3 games.
Wow.
And
is that a fact? I'm not.
Yeah, no.
He's averaging 5. That's what I see.
Shooter. Yeah,
5 straight.
I mean, you got Kyrie right behind him at 4.7 and Trey 4.3. And those are the two ahead of him on points. But something interesting. The Timberwolves have looked pretty good so far.
Yeah, the T-Wolves. Andrew Wiggins sucks. Andrew Wiggins, I saw something about him, and I can't... This is the most accurately I've ever seen him described.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you guys can help me find another, like, in another sport, a comparison for this player. Andrew Wiggins is either the best trash player or the worst good player of all time. And I can't...
Wait, say that again?
Andrew Wiggins is either the worst good player or the best bad player of all time.
It makes sense, but it doesn't.
Like, I can't tell, I can't tell if, like, oh, he's good, but he's just nowhere near as good as any of these other people who are good, or he's bad, but, like, he's better than all these bad people. Like, he has so much potential, but he still sucks. It's like, I can't figure out how to classify him.
I see what you're saying, but I think he's one of the best worst players.
Okay.
I'm on that side because he was drafted high. He was supposed to be someone good. He was a bust, so you're like, no, he's bad. Like, he wasn't what he's supposed to be, but he's still doing good for what you're saying is a bad player.
So Andrew Wiggins is the best worst player in the NBA.
Yeah, he's the best worst player in the NBA.
Okay, that's fair.
He led the team in points last game against their team, against, or win against the Heat.
But, like, on the first night, like, he had, like, 15 points on, like, 27 shots or something like that. Like, he's just so, like, I think worst best player is probably the best.
Yeah, I agree. I'm kind of confused, not going to lie, but
I think
as we were talking about rookies earlier, RJ Barrett has looked great for the Knicks. He's averaging 21 points. But the Knicks have looked atrocious.
I was going to talk about, have you, the season or whatever, like, and he's a young guy, right? Had a great start to his career in Dallas. Ended up with Frank talking about the starting point guard when Dennis came in.
Yeah.
So, like, it was just brutal. Like, he literally, we want Frank. Tough. We want Frank. So, I'm actually glad Zion didn't get drafted by the Knicks. Like, that's a toxic environment. And RJ, I hope he can deal with it, but that sucks to be drafted into.
No, I mean, RJ will be okay just because he's kind of there. Now, they were disappointed they didn't get Zion with the lottery, but I think he's kind of their little kid they got to raise up. And so I think he's got a little better than some of the other ones do.
Just because, like, they feel, like, responsible for making him good.
Almost. Yeah.
Okay. Fun fact, Joel Embiid is leading the NBA in fantasy points right now.
That's interesting.
At 64.
I used to be in an NBA fantasy league.
NBA fantasy sucks.
See, I can never get into, like, even MLB is similar in the where you got players going every day. Like, I can never get into it.
Yeah, you can't keep track of the lineup.
Play on the same day. Like, it's
hard. Feeds, pickups, and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's much easier.
Dennis Smith, back to him, sorry. He was in Rookie of the Year contendency. Like, his dunks.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the Knicks.
He's really bouncy. The Knicks suck, though.
That's what Kevin Knox. He was promising on Kentucky, and he was like a first rounder, and he doesn't even start for them anymore.
Yeah, that's a crappy organization. The Nets are so much more. Oh, what do you think? What if the Nets and the Clippers end up making the finals in like a couple years or something? And it's like, who would have thought? Like the Nets and the Clippers, like both the little brothers in their own cities. Like, that's just weird to think about.
No, Clippers are very well could do that.
Yeah, I know.
The Nets very well could too if Kyrie plays like he
and then
is, and then
KD
comes back.
Exactly.
I'm gonna let you talk about the Pelicans. Obviously, Zion's out for 6 to 8 weeks. We talked about it a little bit last week.
They play Golden State tonight too.
They do.
Oh,
they have three. Probably gonna be 0-5.
Oh no,
they just
played
Golden State.
Night,
yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. They.
Brandon Ingram has looked good. He's averaging 27 points, but 9 rebounds, but.
Lonzo.
Back
I saw no hype around them. I don't think they're going to be good.
There was a ton of hype. Yeah.
Between that blockbuster.
Because the West is so tough, but they're definitely a solid team in hype and following just because the whole Lakers crew. And then you add Zion into that.
No, I mean, it wasn't. I'm not saying there was finals expectations,
right,
but there was definitely playoff expectations.
I didn't see it.
And, I mean, it's more of just disappointing that. That Zion hasn't been able to play because I think so many people that was like the draw of his first week of the season. Like,
I want to watch Zion play, see if he can translate over.
Right, which he did phenomenally in the preseason, but he's just got to get healthy.
I don't blame him. Yeah, I mean, I think another interesting team as we move. I'm just kind of moving down the standings here, looking at teams. The Raptors,
Van Vliet.
It's a very interesting.
You don't know what to expect from them
because they lost Kawhi, but they're the defending champs. Now, Pascal Siakam has looked pretty good.
And they paid him. He got paid. And Van Fleet's been, like, they kept that same group. The season's still really early, so, I mean, teams get hot, you know what I mean? You don't want to look too much into it. Another player, the Pacers aren't very good, but I think he can definitely elevate them and see if they can make, like, a late push for a playoffs. Just because the East really does suck a little bit. The East is not
good. No, the East is wide open, I think, outside of...
Outside of those top contenders,
there's two or three that are up there, and then
the
after
Sixers,
that,
Philly,
the Raptors, I guess, are still in that conversation. The Celtics are talented enough; they just got to put it together.
The Bucks,
and then obviously the Bucks, but like, there's no reason the Hawks can't finish like
the Hawks. The Heat have looked okay so far. I don't think they finished that high, but
the Heat and the Hawks play tonight.
Yeah,
I don't think you can. I'm not sold on the Heat.
I'm not either.
I don't either, but so far they're sitting up top.
Yeah,
obviously they're three games in.
Oh, they got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
So that's a little NBA recap of the first week. I feel like we covered a lot of stuff.
I don't think we won't go in depth.
Surprisingly for the NBA, like as crazy as the league is, I haven't seen like an obscene storyline yet. Now I know Kyrie just had a temper tantrum. Yeah. But we had some crazy storylines in the NBA, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I think towards the end of the year this year, it'll be interesting for the playoff push. I think the playoff push is interesting with how many good teams there are in the West and the lack of good teams in the East.
Yeah, the disparity will be fun.
So it'll be interesting to see. Because now as we can move into a little football, your fantasy team, Mac, how'd you do this past week?
I lost.
That was a big loss, too, for our league.
Yeah.
For the implications of the fantasy league.
It came down to Monday night. I needed about 19 points, and I had a QB. I had Mason Rudolph in there, but Fitzpatrick was also on the waivers, so I could have started either one of them, and I chose Rudolph. First two drives of the game, Fitzmagic comes down and scores a touchdown. I'm like, oh, I picked the wrong one. But he actually ended up only scoring like 11 points in fantasy, so I made the right choice, but Rudolph came short about 2 or 3 points, and so I lost. But you know what? It's all right. I'll get after it next week. I had 4 starters out this week, so I really didn't expect to win. But I'm happy we put up a fight.
One thing I wanted to get your opinion on, I was talking to Jake right before you arrived, actually, just looking at my fantasy team. Did you know that you have been quite literally the luckiest team in fantasy football this year, considering you have allowed...
Yeah, the best defense, or one of the best defenses.
The best defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. In quotation marks.
We're pretty solid.
Defense.
Big upline group. Cornerbacks are looking good, shutting down those wide receivers.
But actually, now that I refresh this, as of this week, you have the second best defense. Tyler has held their team.
I find that hard to believe.
So 1 point less than you.
But Tyler's got to have probably the worst points forward in the league.
Tyler has the worst offense, so... That's how you end up being.
So defense doesn't win championships. That's what we're looking at here.
Well, no. I am one of the best teams in the league, so maybe it does. Sut actually is the best team in the league. He is number one in the final standings projections. You want to talk about your team, Sut?
Am I actually now?
Yep, I'm second. So
how do I feel about this?
Let's hear about your week.
The target is on my back now. Mm-hmm. I've gone from the hunter.
It's a heavy load.
I've gone from the hunter to the hunted.
Your back's going to hurt by the time I come back.
Actually, as you said that, my shoulders just tensed up a little bit. I closed my stance off.
But your head's high. You're feeling good.
I'm feeling good, but every move has to be calculated now from here on out.
It's tough.
All eyes on
Sut. You'll see what I had to go through for the past 6 weeks.
No, in terms of my team, we had another strong week. I had a couple byes, so I had to sit Lamar on a bye. I had to sit Mark Ingram on a bye. I had to go pick up a defense from the waiver wire. It was an interesting week. Stafford came in and did good things for me, scored 23 points, backup QB. Tevin Coleman was just phenomenal.
Yeah, he had a good day.
4 rushing touchdowns, 37 points. I put up a league high in points, or if there wasn't a league high, I was second. So, right up there, McCaffrey in the Panthers got beat 51-13, but McCaffrey still managed to put up 25 fantasy points for me. So that speaks to how effective he's been. It was a solid week, but now... I mean, looking forward, the target's on my back. So I have to be able to carry that and continue to win.
Jake, how'd your team do?
My team lost. I put up 112. Decent. Pretty average.
Go ahead.
A little making fun of me over there. It's fine. I played Cade. He got a little lucky. Mike Evans dropped 37 on me.
That's tough. He's gone off multiple times.
Now, he did have Juju, who was my stardom pick of the week last week, and Juju lived up to it, put up a solid 19. Looked good Monday night. So, you know, it's tough luck. It happens. I'll be back next week. I'm on a 2-game skid now. Still sitting at 5th in the league, though, so I can jump back up. I think I can jump back up to 3rd if things go right this week. I play Sut this week. We'll get into that a little bit later. But
we've got a big matchup coming up.
We do. We'll talk about that as we get into NFL.
So do you want to review the NFL, like the actual NFL, the second most
important? Some IRL NFL?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting week. I think you mentioned the 49ers blowing out the Panthers. Is it officially time to call the – I know we've talked about it before, but it's almost been kind of – Before, I feel like it was almost a joking manner of if the 49ers were Super Bowl contenders just because of who they played. But now, I mean, they're 8 games into the year, or 8 games, 7 games, one of the two. Mm-hmm. Is it officially time to say they're Super Bowl contenders?
Good.
I think they got the defense, so that's going to win you a championship. Their run game is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd say that. Didn't like them because their passing game is so weak. But they just got Emmanuel Sanders, and he already made it. I'm pretty sold on them right now. I wasn't, but now I am.
I'm not necessarily sold on them. I still Seahawks. I still like them better, obviously. I don't know. It's tough. I think the defense is there. I agree with you. Running backs are there. I still don't love Jimmy G, though. That's my problem with them.
The 49ers won't win the Super Bowl. They've obviously been really impressive. I think they're a good team. I think they're legit, you could say, in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm still not going to pick them. You know what I mean? Like,
even after beating one of the most prolific QBs in the league, Kyle Allen?
Yeah.
He's 5-1 now.
No, I know. It's just I'm still...
It's a big deal.
I'm not feeling it. The Niners, they're a good team. They've won. They're going to keep winning, probably. But it's the same thing. When it comes down to it in those NFC playoffs... Like, I don't really have them beating a team.
Like I'm taking Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees to at least outscore Jimmy G. Both.
Even against that Niners defense, you have to.
I think their offense is just their problem.
I mean, the Packers D and Saints defense have also looked good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I agree.
But speaking of the Bears defense,
mm-hmm.
they can't keep carrying the load for the Bears' atrocious offense. I mean...
Trubisky's had a rough
Trubisky go can't do anything, but even if when he does get them down the field for scoring position, their kicker still blows it. Like I don't know what to
being
do myself.
Being a Bears fan is punishment.
It is.
Like, it is self-inflicted punishment.
And
I'm
the fact
so sorry.
That they took Trubisky over both Mahomes and Deshaun Watson does not make it feel any better.
Yeah.
And that's just salt in the wound every time
it is.
Someone brings that up, because it always gets brought up, because both those quarterbacks are really good.
Because, I mean, you can't look at anyone and say that you'd rather have Trubisky at this point. Now, I know last year you could have said he's still a little younger, but he just hasn't proved anything.
Yeah, this year there's no excuse.
Even with their defense. When you give up 17 points in a game, you should win the game.
Right. And they scored
16.
Tough.
Now, the running, they don't have, their running backs lack a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Their receivers also lack a little bit. I mean, you could say A-Rob's okay.
No,
Taylor Gabriel.
I like Allen fantasy-wise.
Yeah, you have him, right?
Yeah.
You also have Tariq Cohen, who's just a pass-catching
back. He's more of a wide receiver than he is a running back.
If you have him, just dump it off to him.
Now, David Montgomery had his first breakout game this past game, you could say, but he still hasn't lived up to the hype that he had going into the year.
Moving on to the Falcons a little bit. Since the Braves lost that game, Atlanta sports has just been all out of whack.
It has. And I think, like we just mentioned on the Bears, where I think the talent's not there. The Falcons have all the talent in the world, I feel like.
It's so frustrating.
I just don't understand how they cannot put it to use.
Matt Ryan is a good quarterback. He is. He's a good quarterback.
Julio. Ridley.
What else do you want?
I mean, up until this week, they had Sanu, so they had him.
Talented players.
Hooper. They got...
Austin Hooper's one of the best tight ends in the league, fantasy-wise. Devontae Freeman's been solid.
I mean, it's really weird. They can't figure it out.
I mean, ever since Shanahan left, they have not looked the same.
Don't forget that Matt Schwab had 40 completions and 460 yards.
Well, that's the thing is their scores, when you look at the score, you see 27-20 Seahawks. Obviously, the Seahawks are a solid team. Even if the Falcons are playing at top level, it's still going to be a tough game.
Right.
But they play, when you look at their scores and they're all close games, they're not really close games.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Matt Ryan or, Schaub in this game, throwing at the end of the game to try and catch up.
Yeah, it's extremely frustrating to have that much talent. And they look nothing like the team that was in the Super Bowl such a short time ago.
No, I know, and you've got, obviously, that, I mean, their defense has never been the same after blowing the lead.
Right.
So...
Question, do you think Devonta Freeman's legit?
What do you mean by legit?
Are we talking fantasy-wise or player?
Is he a good running back? Should they move on from him?
No, I think he's good.
No, he's good.
I think he's not like McCaffrey or Saquon.
Like a workhorse
but
back.
He's not the problem that they have.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the defense.
Yeah.
And the offensive line. Because I think it's shown that...
The offensive... Ryan will play better if he gets more time.
Between the Browns and the Falcons, who could argue are the two most disappointing teams this year, it shows how much an offensive line really does matter.
I'd say Browns, yeah.
Baker or Matt Ryan have had no time to do anything.
I will say, with this whole trade deadline going on, the Redskins are trying to get rid of Pro Bowl left tackle Trent Richardson.
Was in his holdout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One thing interesting, he is no longer in a holdout. He's reporting to practice.
Mm-hmm. He literally released a statement not even a week ago saying, if I don't get traded, then yes, I will turn back to playing. And everyone was excited. They're like, all right, we'll get him back on the line.
From from one of the Redskins reporters. Source tells me that while Trent Williams has reported the Redskins, he has no intention of playing the season.
I mean, I don't blame him. Pretty bad, and he would be protecting no one because Case Keenum sucks and Dwayne still needs time, but it's sad that he didn't get his trade because he is really good, and he's going to get wasted on the Redskins right now in our tank.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be gone by the end of the year, or before next year, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
Another interesting, we talk about how good the Bills' D is. They did not look so good. They lost 31-13 to the Eagles, which...
Yeah, Eagles smacked them up.
Kind of a surprise game for me. I thought the Bills have been solid all year, and the Eagles have been a little disappointing, I guess, but they played really well. Miles Sanders had a big game, and Wentz looked pretty good.
I think it's Zach Ertz's time. I think Dallas Goedert is taking over. Pretty frustrating because he is my tight end, but... It's whatever. I'm pretty much done with the Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, Ertz has been very disappointing fantasy-wise for how high he was drafted.
A lot of the NFC East in general has been a little disappointing.
They have.
The Cowboys looked at pretty high.
Well, the Cowboys started off so hot and then lost the two games, and then they lost the dagger game to the Jets.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's just, it was a game, looking back on it now, at the time when they lost, it was, you kind of perceived it as, all right, Sam Darnold's back for the Jets, and maybe it was okay. But then the way they got beat by the Patriots next week, you realize how bad of a loss that was for the Cowboys.
Right. And the Patriots, again, suffocated the Browns this past week.
I mean, suffocated. Their defense is just unreal.
No, that's why I said suffocated. Like, they put the plastic bag over their head and just...
Another team, it's probably the last one as we move along. Saints, we talked a little bit about the NFC earlier and the contenders there. Saints didn't skip a beat while Breeze was gone. Then he came back and lit up the Cardinals.
Yeah, Bridgewater, great work, Teddy.
Yeah.
You've made yourself some money. The best job in the NFL is the highest paid backup quarterback.
And you always feel so bad for them as they move on from, obviously, I mean, Breeze can't come back and you can't say you're not playing. But
right. It's
always sad to see like Kyle Allen might be the same way, where, although his is a little dicier of a situation where, you look at him and you're like, oh, he's done so good.
They've done everything right. Yeah. Like, what else could you
He
ask?
Has done nothing wrong. Perfect backup quarterback.
Who are we talking about? Are we talking about Teddy still, or are we talking about Kyle?
Both. Just backup quarterbacks.
Well, I do think the Saints are doing wrong is they have one of the best backs in the league with Alvin. And they don't use him as much as they use him last year. And, of course, I drafted him this year. They're giving him like 12 carries a game and maybe like 5 receptions. Like, they're not using him. And then he sits out one game and Latavius Murray comes in with 22 carries and like 10 receptions.
Not to mention that's two games, but he had back-to-back.
Exactly.
Games.
Like, why are you using him now and not your star-studded running back?
I think of this and I smile fondly.
I know you do. I know you do.
I smile fondly. I was so close to taking Kamara.
Kamara is in trade talks right now with me, so we'll see what happens with that.
Seriously?
I'm not happy.
You might deal him?
I'd like to deal with that.
Currently, I'm talking
about... What's he averaging fantasy-wise?
Like, he's still like he's still like the number 10 back, I think, ranked, but...
Wow.
I'm just not happy with him. Leonard's my number one right now.
Yeah, Leonard's look good. I think the one trade you made with Devontae Freeman, that ended up working out for the most part. Obviously, Devontae hasn't been bad, but...
Leonard's he has. Yes, he has.
If you look at his stats, he has not been bad.
Pull up Devontae. I'll pull him up.
Pull up his fantasy stats. I'm talking fantasy-wise.
I know you are.
You want me to pull up?
Just, no, look at Alvin.
As you're looking at this, another running back I think is interesting is Aaron Jones, just lighting it up for the Packers.
Right, that's frustrating, because you have the other Packers back, don't you?
I do, but he gave me 17 this week.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, gave me two touchdowns, so I mean, I can't complain. Uh-huh. But Aaron Jones had 40.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, but the fact that they had 57 just between two running backs is good.
Are you kidding? What did Rodgers have, do you know?
27.
Jeez.
So, but Aaron Jones also had 7 receptions for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns as a running back, which is just unreal.
Aaron's insane, yeah.
Kamara is fantasy-wise is still averaging 15.7, 15th in the position rankings.
But he has set out 2 games, so that could effect with the ranking.
Uh-huh. You want to go read
that rankings overall, isn't it? It's
yeah.
Not average. Yeah. No, there is. He's got a few. Hasn't been horrible.
Not okay, RB2 wise.
He hasn't been elite. I'm not saying he's RB1.
I agree with that. I just think he's a little disappointing because, I mean, when I did draft him, I thought he was going to be at least better this year because they had Tevin Coleman in the little two-back work for the past couple years. And then he went to San Fran, and so I'm like, Devonta's going to have no problem except maybe Ito, but still.
Ito's been hurt in the past.
He could be better, and he just didn't show up, so I'm glad he's off my team.
Yeah, but the Falcons have just personally, I mean, you can't, if you've got Julio, you've got Ridley, you can't sit him, but I want nothing to do with the Falcons in fantasy right now. Except for Ryan. I'd take Ryan every day.
Yeah, they just can't. That offense is struggling.
If you want to trade for Phillip, I'm welcome to. I'm open to that, too.
All right, we can discuss later.
Because I'm done with the Broncos offense. They're already getting problems, and Flacco's out now with the play calls. So, I want to stay far away from that.
I'm going to move into some college football. We talked a little about them getting paid.
Just about to say.
Week 9. Another big upset with Oklahoma losing. I think that's the headline of the week. Other than that, it was pretty standard.
I would like to lose, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. We're talking about playoff contention. Those teams that keep the SEC from getting two teams.
Oklahoma lost? Was one. Penn State.
Who's the first one I thought? No, they lost. So somebody big lost from the Big Ten.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, that's right.
Let me just throw it in there. They got blown out by Ohio State.
Smacked by Ohio State.
And Ohio State looks good.
They do. They
look very good.
Yeah. But, I mean, you look at a Wisconsin team that loses and then an Oklahoma team that loses. The door is wide open for the loser of this LSU-Alabama game to still be in contention for a playoff, assuming the one who wins it also wins the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, and Notre Dame is now out of contention. They got blown up by Michigan and Mac. A little tough subject.
Michigan smacked up.
LSU put Auburn out. I'm going to assume this puts Auburn out of any playoff contention.
Yeah,
with still having to play Georgia.
Yeah.
Can I actually talk about the Notre Dame-Michigan game?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course.
We did not show out. Ian Book did not show out in any way.
Let me interrupt you. To be fair, the conditions were so bad. I don't know if you watched. I know you were in Europe.
We got home that night. Okay. So we got to watch it.
Sorry.
But a lot of Michigan fans were like, oh, Harbaugh's good now. Like, let's put our faith in him. No, we played horrible. He is not a good coach. You can get rid of him. I don't even care if you don't. You're going to be bad if you still have him. Their run game just ran right over us, and we actually had a considerably good defense. Mm-hmm. It was tough to watch. It is a little touchy subject, but we can get into other games.
I think...
Okay.
No, I was just going to say, I think pretty much besides Ohio State, Oklahoma obviously losing, mm-hmm. the LSU putting out Auburn.
Texas lost, too.
So, I mean, they're officially out. Yeah. In fact, they're not even ranked anymore.
Yeah.
I think we should move into the rankings, though, because there was one thing interesting. Mm-hmm. So, Alabama was jumped by LSU. It's now LSU.
I love it. I
LSU,
love when the committee gets gutsy like
Bama,
that.
They deserve it.
Ohio State, Clemson for the top four, which would be a fantastic playoff.
Oh, I mean, we could... Obviously, we're not going to do this, but we could end it right now, and I'd be okay.
It'd be fantastic. I mean...
LSU versus Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State. What else do you want?
Ooh, Bama, Ohio State. That would be such a good game.
And if you look at a little rematch from, first year of the playoffs.
Right.
But if you look at outside of the top four, obviously Penn State, if Ohio State can take care of Penn State, they're gone.
The winner of the Big Ten's in.
Clemson's in.
The key is, can Georgia hang around long enough? I think Florida's beating Georgia this week.
I agree.
At the beginning of the season, I believe that I called Georgia. Well, I guess I'm going to be wrong technically either way, because I had Georgia still winning the East, but Florida beating them.
Yeah.
And so if Florida wins this game, they'll actually win the East. But, I mean, I could see it going either way.
I like Florida. I think they're hotter right now.
It's tough.
I don't know if it's because we live in Georgia, but I do feel like the South Carolina loss just killed Georgia. It killed their fans.
Uh-huh.
It was just a game that like they were supposed to win.
But see, now I'm kind of going the other way, because I liked Florida over Georgia when Georgia was the undefeated team, mm-hmm. and Florida was going to be the team to give them that wake-up call. Yep. Whereas now that they already have that wake-up call, and people are sleeping on Georgia a little bit just because they did have that bad loss, like I could see Georgia punching them in the mouth and potentially winning that game.
Another interesting thing is they're both coming off bye week, so they both have had 2 weeks to prepare, so that's always good. But I want to talk about, in the rankings, Oklahoma dropped to 10 from their fifth spot, which disappoints me a little bit. I love to see a good upset. I love to see two SEC teams get in.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted that Oklahoma-Bama rematch, and I wanted to see Jalen.
I would have rather, I'd rather it had been someone other than
Oklahoma. I'd rather see Clemson or Ohio State lose.
Clemson losing would be awesome. Because they're not... That's the one team that nobody's really sold on, but you can't drop them.
We've
dropped them as far as we can. They're at four.
No, they can't drop below this until they lose a game. Unless Penn... No, because then they still stay at four.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Clemson, being undefeated, Clemson's reached as low as they can. And it's annoying because or the committee or whoever, like the college football world has finally realized Clemson is not good this year.
Well, I'm not going to go as far as say they're not good.
They're not.
They're not as good as they were last year.
Right.
Now, I think to a certain extent, this is fair because putting them at fourth punishes their strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But it also shows that they're playing their schedule. They're mm-hmm. still winning. They have yeah. to be in the top four.
And so then it says, okay, you got to play the number one team.
Yeah.
Who we think is LSU. And LSU is barely above them in the points poll. Barely above
two.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have 2 points.
Bama actually has more first place votes, but LSU has more points overall, which puts them in first place.
Right.
So and Ohio State's tied with LSU in points. I mean, I think there's a legit – I don't think it, but there's a legit argument that you could put Ohio State first.
You can make an argument for three teams right now. Those three teams have separated themselves in terms of being undefeated and also winning a lot.
And you could
and beating good teams.
Yeah, like,
and I think Clemson is – there's an argument for Clemson, too, as much as I think they're having a down
there's
year.
There's not an argument for Clemson.
There is, though, with coming off their national championship and just – they keep
– You can't count last year. It's a
yeah.
different team.
I still
it's
think
a new
it's,
year.
I think you can
team.
Make an argument.
You can't. I see no way off of this year's results and this year's results only, which is why you should be doing rankings, that you can make an argument that Clemson's number one over any of those three.
Well, teams. As much as I hate Clemson, they're 8-0, so they've done nothing to lose. But if you look at their wins, besides North Carolina, and they've blown everyone out. If
yeah,
you look
they,
at it.
But they haven't played anyone, and you can't make that case.
But they're playing their schedule. I'm just saying they're playing the schedule to the best of their ability.
Yeah, I still don't think you can make an argument for number one. Penn, I mean, all that matters... Not all that matters, but we finally reached it. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. We wanted this game. LSU and Alabama, 1-2. Both teams are 8-0. It's in Alabama. Who you got?
Both teams are coming off a bye week, too, like Georgia, Florida. So just keep that in mind.
Well, LSU's coming off playing Auburn. So no.
It's not this week. It's the week after.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've got another week to wait.
I know.
That hurts
sucks.
So much. I didn't even realize
giving Tua a whole nother week to recover.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
That does suck.
No, I don't think... Because I'm not rooting for LSU. I want to see a good
game.
Oh,
I'm rooting for LSU.
No, I'm saying it sucks for LSU.
Yeah, it does.
It wouldn't be fair because, like, if LSU did win, all they'd say is Tua wasn't playing. But now that he'll probably be back, mm-hmm. now it's going to be a good game.
See, I want a good game. I do want LSU to win. So, but I want it to be a good close game, which I think you get if Tua plays.
Right.
So, the way I look at it, if Tua plays, I still like LSU, but... If Tua doesn't play.
It's at Bama.
It is.
I think if Tua plays, Alabama's going to win the game. As much as I like LSU, if Tua plays, Alabama will win, I think.
It'll be interesting because usually this is a defensive game, but it's going to be very offensive.
Definitely a different shift from the normal 9-6 vibes we get from... I mean, Alabama, you know they beat them 8 times in a row.
Yeah.
They've won the last 8 games.
They're 7-point favorites to open it up too. So, a little interesting. I guess as we...
I think it being in Tuscaloosa makes all the difference.
Wait, who's the favorites?
Alabama.
Bama by 7.
Would you take LSU with the spread?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be a battle.
I hope it's...
Yeah.
It's going to be a battle.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm a little disappointed it's not this week.
I know.
But I'm really excited.
You were really hyping it up. We'll hype it up next
Still,
week.
We get Georgia to Florida, which
yeah.
is a good game.
We
this
do.
Week.
You're right.
I'll be in South Carolina this week, going to the South Carolina Vanderbilt game. High-level game, just let you guys know.
The pride of the... It just means more.
It does. It just means more. I guess as we get into Week 10, other than the Georgia-Florida game, nothing too exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go ahead and move into some upset picks?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right, let's cue the intro.
Of the week.
All right, week 10 upset picks. Mac, I'll hand it off to you first. Go ahead and make your pick.
Bold one. It's a bold one, but that's what we do
here
in
go.
Bush League. Going all out. Going to get some hate. It's a 4 o'clock game. The team I am picking to get upset is a 47-point favorite.
Jeez, man.
I am going unranked Wofford over number 4 Clemson.
Oh, dumb pick.
Stupid.
I mean, I guess.
I love Wofford, but man, that is just
Wofford's
simply,
a Cinderella team. Come on.
That is just simply.
I don't like Clemson. They're going to get upset,
happening.
And this game is going to prove that they don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
I mean, I hope it happens. That'd be
Jeez,
great, but like...
Man.
So I'm going to dish it off to you.
But like, you could have gone so many other
What
ways.
A reach, dude.
Here's the dish. You have it now.
Dishing it.
Okay. Give me Washington at home versus number 9 Utah.
You just love Washington, don't mm-hmm. you?
I love the Huskies.
Jacob Eason. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Give me the Huskies over Utah. Saturday, 4 p.m.
That's a weird 4 o'clock game for a Pac-12 team. Yeah. Or teams. Fun. Yeah.
I like Pac-12. Like, I like being able to watch a Pac-12 and not have to worry about falling asleep when I'm watching it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's part of what makes the Pac-12 so interesting. But I love it. I love this game. I love the Huskies here. I love what they're going to be about. I'm excited.
All right.
Huskies by a million.
You know what else? Okay, so terrible with my pick, I was hoping the team that's going to get upset won last week, but they didn't. It would have made for a better upset, but I still think it's going to happen. Virginia Tech over a Notre Dame at Notre Dame.
Ooh. Okay.
That's my upset pick.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I was
Notre Dame is an 18-point favorite.
Getting frisky there. It was supposed to be a little more bold with Notre Dame. Should have beat Michigan, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm still taking the Hokies over Notre Dame.
That's tough because now you're predicting them to lose a second game in a row.
Yes. Jeez. But I gotta ride with them. I saw it. I had it on my calendars. So.
Okay.
I'm taking it.
Stupid pick.
Okay, bucko.
I hear a little bias over there.
Stupid ass.
All right, what you got? What we got here?
We have Stardom Sit'em, our second week or third week doing it. Nice. People seem to like it on the Instagram. It looks cool.
Can I pick one?
Sure, I guess.
I'm gonna go. Sit, Larry Fitzgerald. Larry's getting a little older these days. He's getting limited touches in Arizona. They're playing the Niners defense in a Thursday night game.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have the best quarterback to work with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Larry. I don't like Larry this Thursday night. I'd keep him on the bench, try to find other options if you can.
So we're doing sits right now?
Sits.
We're doing Jakey. No.
That both? Is...
No, yeah. No. What's going on? Do sits?
It's start and sit. It goes in order, but you shouldn't start, but it's fine.
Okay, fine.
Screwed it up. God.
Jake, you want to go or me?
Just go ahead. Mood.
Okay. My...
Go, Mac!
Chill. My sit of the week is Kyler Murray. Sort of a starter in some leagues. He's a good fantasy value, but he is going Thursday night, so automatically a bad game.
Right.
Also against the 49ers.
I sat Larry, so dab me out, baby.
Good pick, baby.
Good pick. 49ers clapping the Cardinals on Thursday night.
This is the Cardinals right now. This is the Cardinals. All right, Jake, you wanna go?
Yeah, wait. You know, you kind of got, like, are we doing starts or sits now?
Sits. Dude, listen.
No, you screwed it up. That's the problem. So shots I'm going to sit.
How do you feel?
Threw me a little out of whack there, not going to lie, guys.
Just pick your sit.
Who are you going to sit, man?
Looks like he's unprepared.
I am going to sit.
He's stalling.
Classic filler.
I think he's stalling. He keeps saying, I'm going to sit, but he's not speaking who he's going to sit.
And now he's just looking at his computer and not saying anything.
Oh, Jake, we're not going to do
that. I was going to go with a little bolder one, but I'll stick with Zach Ertz. You talked about it earlier.
He sucks.
Tough Bears defense. Goddard's been playing a little bit better, so I'll
go with Zach. Your stardom should be Dallas Goddard, because that man's taking all his stuff.
He's also playing the Bears. So
he's a jerk. I hate him. I want Dallas's head.
My starter is George Kittle, also playing in that Thursday night game. I think he's got great value this week against a not-so-good Cardinals team. I'm excited for what Kittle can do. I think they're finally going to throw the ball a little bit this week. I feel it after Coleman just ran for that much. I think Coleman will still have a good week. But I like Kittle's value here. I think he's going to get a touchdown at least this week.
My starting of the week. So you like this, Amari Cooper.
Oh, that's my man. I'll start him.
He's going Monday night, so yep. It's going to be a great game against the Giants. A little division battle there. Mm. Randall Cobb is also back, mm-hmm. So he is going to take some pressure away from Amari and get the safeties pulling in on him with his little slot reception. So Amari's going to have a big game. Dak's going to get some points from me. It's going to be a good week. Good week.
All is well. Jake, who's your starter?
Love and war.
Yeah, I was going to take Michael Gallup, but since you took Cooper, I'm going to stray away. Just mix it up a little bit, stick away from the same team. So I'm going to go Emmanuel Sanders.
Ooh.
On the 49ers.
Another Thursday night game. That's four players from the Thursday night game.
They're playing Arizona, whose defense has lacked a little bit, and I don't know, I like them, so I'll take them.
Okay.
Good pick, Jake. All right, we move into our OG segments, over-under.
great value segments. They've never failed us.
No, they're always good.
Over under, we're doing over and under of different sandwiches.
Right? We are. We love our food here. Yeah. You know, if you haven't realized yet. So.
What's the order?
What about
rock, paper, scissors?
Huh? Welcome to Pick'em.
We cut that out. Yeah, we cut that out like after the first week. It's okay. All right, rock, paper, scissors.
I had Alexander Madison, if you guys want to pick him up.
All right, rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, yeah, Mac went to Greece and forgot how we were running it. All right, let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors for your over-under.
Uno, dos, tres.
I didn't
It's rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, tough luck, boys.
All right, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I'll take third.
Okay, I'll go first. Do you want to start off with over or under? He
always gets over.
Okay, I'm gonna go for my overrated, the McDonald's McRib.
Okay.
People are super excited for it to come back. It's only back once a year. Uh-huh. It's just one. I had it once when I was a young lad, and it's just the texture, the sauce is just not good. It's nothing about it's good.
Okay.
Too much sauce.
You could say it's a little lost in the sauce.
All my diamonds they shine. Mac, we did an experiment. Okay, this is funny. The week you were gone,
last week,
it was to see who actually listens this deep in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
We got one today, and I was so confused.
You're kidding.
Yes, we got one today.
What?
It happened. I totally forgot about that. Jack Ward commented a devil emoji.
No way.
Today.
Okay, so what I said. That's awesome. What I said at the very end of the episode. The very end.
Like we had already been talking. It had been like, we're wrapping it up. We said, we'll throw in a, hey, if you see this, comment the devil emoji. And Jack Ward commented 8 hours ago today, and I saw it, completely forgot, and I go, why did he comment that? Because it's a.
Wait, what post is it on?
It's on the post 6 days ago from our episode.
That's sick.
It just
Can we do that this episode?
Yeah,
too?
We'll do. We said we're gonna give a different emoji.
This one's gonna be a little different. We said we're gonna put it at different spots in the interview.
Yeah.
The last one was hard.
We'll throw it in right here.
I just commented back to Jack. I said you're the goat.
Yeah, that's respectable. I completely flew over my head when I saw it today.
No, I was thinking about that. I didn't see his comment. So what emoji? Let's do the
No, do a random one.
Let's do.
You said no to a random. You never said emoji. If you are listening at this point in the episode right now, comment the drip emoji, the water.
There's multiple ones.
No, don't do that. It's
do the dinosaur. If you go under animals, there's a T-Rex. Pick the T-Rex and comment it. Yes.
It's a green T-Rex. You pick that T-Rex.
Yeah, you
and
pick
you
that
comment
T-Rex
it
on
comment
any post.
On the post, first one to do it will shout you out.
Hey. And with merch now, maybe we're slinging a few merch around to our commenters. Maybe a little discount.
We don't know.
Shout out Jack Ward. Yeah. That actually just made my day.
That's goat stuff.
We could get some exclusive merch that only true fans get.
If that episode was an hour, 6 minutes, and 30 seconds long, we didn't say to comment the emoji until an hour, 6 minutes, and like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
It was the
last thing we said.
I like it. Good work, Jack.
And I saw it today, and I was like, why did he comment that? It's 6 days ago. Like, there's no way to give him speed. And he commented, that's nice.
That's awesome. That's epic.
All right.
Jack, I love you. Okay, so our emoji this week is the
green
T-Rex.
Green T-Rex. Let's go.
We should throw it in on the post. Like, I'll just throw it in the corner just to see if people realize. Most people think it's random, but. Mm-hmm.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know. All right, let's get back to over-under. I'm the only one that's taken. I took my over of McDonald's McRib.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. What quick idea. What if we tell them as we get further in it, we like pick a specific Instagram post to put the comment on?
No, I think just do our episode post.
Okay.
Just stick to it.
Bad idea.
All right. Over under. I took my McRib. I explained it. Too much sauce. Bad texture. Didn't like it as a young lad, so won't eat it now. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Yeah, it's me. Overrated. I'm sorry, Mac. Please stop that. My overrated is a Five Guys burger. I'm sorry.
Okay. I quit the family, so no love lost there.
Yeah, I would actually say relative to other burgers you can get different places, you know? I think it's a little overrated. Is it still good? Yes. But, like, on their walls, they have all that stuff saying, like, oh, we're the best burger ever. It's like, no, you're really not. It's a little overrated, in my opinion.
I do say there is something different about... Let's, for example, you go to McDonald's and you get it in a little plastic carton. Mm-hmm. There's something different. You get it wrapped in tinfoil, so everything just kind of molds together, the cheese, the bun. It is good, but I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I think it's...
It's very greasy.
Slightly overrated.
And yeah. The prices are overrated.
The prices... So overrated. The prices make it way worse than it is.
The amount of times the people are ordering, like, the burger, and then, like, that's all they're getting, and I'm like, I ate $55.
It's that much?
It's so high.
I think you're pushing 11 if you get a drink and stuff with
it. Yeah, and they're like, does that come with fries and drink? I'm like, no, that's all separate. And then, literally, a double burger with a small fry and a drink is $15.
Oh,
that's outrageous. The amount of times I said that, and they gave me the dirtiest looks. I'm like, look, I don't make the prices.
Dude, I go to Culver's.
I'm getting paid $7 an hour. Let me go.
Dude, we go to Culver's. You get a burger, mm-hmm. fries, double side of cheese sauce,
yeah.
a milkshake, and a drink, and I'm paying $11. Mm-hmm. So, Culver's sponsor us.
Not good.
My overrated sandwich, breakfast sandwich, going into the early morning here. Is McDonald's McGriddles.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
I like the breakfast sandwich.
It could have been so much better, but it's McDonald's again. It is so overrated. The concept is a good idea of like a pancake with some syrup in the middle for breakfast on top of like some sausage or some egg and cheese, but it is so bad. And the only thing I get there is breakfast-wise maybe like the big hotcakes meal or the biscuit. So.
Yep, I agree.
That's a good pick.
So two McDonald's in our overrated. Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll move into my underrated. I am taking the Firehouse Club on a sub.
Mm.
Just a
fantastic.
You can't go wrong with the club. Just a mix of meats.
Firehouse slaps.
Firehouse is elite.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Just the way they heat. They don't toast the sandwich, but they steam them, which makes it so much better.
Stainless steamer.
And the way the way they put the meat on there and... The way it, like, tastes well and it's sweet, so good.
Yeah.
Mm.
My underrated is, I still think it's underrated on a national scale, the Publix chicken tender sub.
Mm.
I will shout it from the rooftop that the Publix chicken tender sub is as an elite of a sub as they come. American cheese, I put some lettuce and tomato on there, maybe a little mayo. Oh, my. Beautiful.
Okay.
My underrated sub is any Slim from Jimmy John's. It's quick, it's easy, it's simple.
So it convenient.
Fills you up. The bread.
I would argue
you
that
can't
it actually
go
doesn't
wrong.
Fill you up.
I agree.
I think it does.
If I am hungry for a meal and I go get one of them, it won't fill me up. But like, it's a good like pregame type snack.
It is
perfect for
it
pregame.
Is so underrated.
Pregame, pre-practice, Jimmy John's.
It's just different rather than like I'll make. I get the Slim
different.
4, which is I could make the sandwich at home, but it's just so different at Jimmy John's. I know.
Just a classic provolone cheese on everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's max.
It does.
Would we like to move into some big three?
Yeah, so today on our big three, before we get into it, we want to remind you of our sponsor today. Our sponsor is The North Face. So I just did a little fall in his chair.
So I just fell out of his chair.
That's such a lie. I caught myself. I almost fell out of his
chair. So embarrassed.
Wow. That was finesse right there.
North Face, we're starting to ruin the sponsor here.
you
could not see them. But Sut was scared for his life.
I was awkwardly on a back chair.
He went down on our spinning chairs we have there, and he was going down.
This chair literally doesn't spin. You're just lying.
I just said you were going down.
Oh, you're saying
just
okay.
Lie after lie, just coming through.
I
mean, he fell off the chair.
I broke
he was,
a leg.
He was so scared.
2 inches away from the balcony.
Why would you
over
do
the
that?
Side, 20 stories down.
Sut is dead.
Car's racing on the bottom.
All right. Well, back to our sponsor. We want to thank North Face.
You're the one that said it.
As we get closer into the winter season, North Face wants you to bundle up with a nice jacket, and I want to remind you to never stop exploring.
Uh-huh. And so thanks, North Face. Under your North Face jacket, wear our Bush League tee.
Or over, either way.
Oh, over or under your jacket.
Oh, boom, 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 boom. All right, big three. I was first, so
team
that means
nicknames.
I am last.
You got to introduce it. Team nicknames. Like
the team nicknames can go across every level. As long as you can find a logo for it, we can put it in there.
Yep.
So, Mac, I believe you're first.
First overall pick. I don't think it's going to get picked.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to go with it anyways.
Okay.
University of Louisiana, Lafayette, Ragin' Cajuns.
Nice.
It is such a good name.
Yeah.
It goes so well with the state of Louisiana. Uh-huh. And Cajun is just one of the all-time best spices.
Yeah.
So... That's my first pick, the Raging Cajuns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. I'm coming in hot, okay? I'm going with the University of California Santa Cruz Banana Slugs. think it's an elite college team name. The fact that they had the audacity to really name themselves the Banana Slugs at a legit Division I school is awesome. I couldn't pass up the chance to go with the Banana Slugs.
Okay, so I am going to take with my first overall pick the Savannah Bananas. Classic minor league team. It rhymes.
That plays off of one of mine so good.
It rhymes. Uh-huh. It's good. All right. I've got my come around pick here.
Mm-hmm. What you got for us?
Lay it on me.
Got a few in debating on.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Long Beach Dirtbags. Just classic baseball name.
Yeah, that is their baseball name.
Just classic baseball name. So
I think they're like the 49ers, though.
Yeah, yeah, they are the 49ers. Yeah. But
for baseball, they're Dirtbags.
So that's the iconic name I'm going with.
Okay. And I am going to take, in round two, the Oglethorpe Stormy Petrels.
You guys are just going like D2, D3 here.
Yeah, shout out to the random schools everywhere who are the Stormy Petrels. Jake is pulling something out.
Oh.
Did you apply?
Oh.
Did you apply?
Jake has a
Oglethorpe Petrel Frisbee. Package. He's Look got at a... the side. It says Petrel package.
You got they a shirt
me.
And everything?
They're recruiting me. They want me. They're recruiting.
Oh, wow. That's a dope shirt. You should wear that.
Tough.
He's got the Frisbee playing a little froth, eh?
He just pulled out the Petrel package on
us. I had to.
You had to do it to him. Yeah, so I'm going to take the Stormy Petrels. It's like a seagull type thing.
Sorry I had to do it to you guys, by the way.
It's just
a pelican.
It's just like a random small liberal arts school in Atlanta. Their basketball court's all black.
That's sick.
It's more of like the random thing where it's like, oh, you went to Oglethorpe? Oh, yeah, they're the Petrels. You know? Mm. So that's why I'm going to take Oglethorpe round two. All right.
Thank you. Little biasy here. Second round pick, I'm picking the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I did claim it was biased, but it's unique. No name like that. Mm-hmm. The Fighting Irish, it goes such a rich tradition, old tradition. I love it. Got the leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great overall.
Mm-hmm.
I am sicking in the whole D1 circ here.
Yeah.
ACC, Miami Hurricanes, University of Miami. I think that is just such a cool name. I know it's not unique because in the world of hockey, Carolina Hurricanes, right. There are them. But it's just such a cool name. Like, just the Hurricanes, it's a bad weather storm that you don't want to encounter in any way possible. Can wipe out towns. Like, who would want to face that, you know?
Okay. I am going to close this off. Jake, I'm really disappointed you took the Savannah Bananas. Because I thought it was going to be a little unique here. And you probably know what I'm taking. But at this point, I'm going to take the Macon Bacon. The Savannah Bananas' fierce rival in whatever league they are, baseball-wise. Macon Bacon, I think, is a classic name.
Ooh.
Young team. I like it.
Okay. I am sticking with the minor league classic Montgomery Biscuits.
Ooh.
Okay.
Just a good name. Nothing better than a biscuit.
Uh-huh.
It's just a classic. They were the first kind of minor league team to really get weird with the names.
Get freaky.
So that's who I'm going with.
Nice.
All right. Honorable mentions. There's plenty to choose from.
Any minor league team ever. The Lula Lugnuts, that youth baseball team. I thought of them.
One of my favorite ones is the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Uh-huh.
Nice name. Tulane Green Wave.
Yeah, that's cool. Hello, Green Wave. Hello. No? Okay. Chattanooga Lookouts, I think, goes very well with their...
Even the local team over there, the Gwinnett Stripers.
Yeah, they should have been the Sweet Tees. They were almost the Sweet Tees.
Minnesota Golden Gophers.
I like that.
That's a good, like, mainstream one.
It is.
Oh, you're on that.
Yeah, I hate that.
What else?
I meant mainstream in terms of the big
honestly,
team. Hawaii Rainbow Warriors.
That's cool. That's
Florida Gators is cool, too. Like, there's not a lot of... Like, Gators isn't, like, a common name.
It's actually not for...
What you would think.
For, like, considered, like, a bulldog or tiger, the Gators are not that popular.
Not at all.
Oregon Ducks.
Oh, yeah, that is cool.
Okay, I agree with you. Although, I think the Oregon Ducks have, because of their colors and logos and stuff in uniforms, it emphasizes the Ducks better.
Just go Ducks. And their mascot.
Another one over out west, the UC Irvine Anteaters.
Oh, they were on my list.
Did you say that?
No, I didn't say that. I said UC Santa Cruz. The Anteaters were on my list, though, as potential teams to take. You know they won the, won an NCAA tournament game.
Yeah, they're solid.
Oh, that wasn't, oh, my bad, I already sent you that. That wasn't mine, hold on.
You gotta update that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that will wrap us up for today. We're glad to have Mac back. Another good episode for you guys. Remember, if you are listening to this and it's before Wednesday the 30th or during Wednesday the 30th when this episode releases, it is your last day to buy your first BLS shirt.
Make $15. Sure to buy the shirt.
Only $5.
You're going to want to get in now.
If we need it, we'll ship it out. It's only $5 for shipping, so all in $20. It's going to be the first shirt. You're going to want to have it. It's cool. We look forward to dropping some more stuff in the future, but for now, cop your shirt.
It's an exciting time to be a listener.
It is.
Of Bush
Very
League
exciting.
Sports. So we hope you guys buy some merch, join us, keep listening. Mm-hmm. Our emoji of the episode
is Don't say
It's fine.
Has been previously said. So I hope you listen to this point and go find it.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
All right, guys.
Good work. What episode number was that?
This was episode 16.
I did say it was 16.
16 is a perfect square. How exciting. 17 is actually my favorite number. Like, if basketball allowed it, like, I'd pick 17. Like, I just love the number 17 for some reason. So I'm really excited for next week's episode.
It's our Tyler Lockett episode today. Good episode.
I do. I want Tyler Lockett bad.
Four squared.
All right, remember to follow us on Instagram at Bush League Podcast. Also, we've been a little more active on Twitter. Follow us there at BLS Podcast.
Watch me get controversially roasted by random Ohio State fan accounts. Watch us make some tweets that blow up.
Yeah, I mean, we have been known to blow up a little bit. But make sure to follow us. Keep engaging with our stuff. Buy your shirt if it's not too late. And keep looking out for more merch in the future.
Deuces.
Go Bush League.
Peace.